Acts, chapter 11. And the apostles, and brothers who we, re in Judea, heard that, the Gentiles, non-Jews, had also received the word of God. And when Peter had come up to Jerusalem, those who were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into uncircumcised men and ate with them, but rehearsed the matter from the beginning and explained to them in order, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a visio, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and came even to me, upon which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and crawling things and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, Arise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, because nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God has leansed that you shall not call common or unclean. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And indeed, immediately there were three men who had already come to the house where I was, sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit told me to go with them, questioning nothing. Furthermore, these six brothers accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said to him, Send me to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell you words by which you and all your house hold shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as it did on us at the beginning. Then I remembered the of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, since God gave them the same gift as he did to us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then God has also granted repentance or eternal life to the Gentiles, non-Jews. Now those who were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but to the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they would cling to the Lord, because he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed to Tarsus in order to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people. and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch, and in these days prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great famine throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. And the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brothers who lived in Judea, which they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.